Travis Dietrich joins us this week to talk about his marathon small world experience on May 14th. 12 hours, 20 trips, 4.1 miles on the happiest cruise that ever sailed. And there's a little news to throw in too on episode 90 of the Mickey File Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Mickey File Podcast. I'm Scott, and with me, as always, my lovely wife, Karen.
Hello, everybody.
We had a really big weekend. Travis had a huge weekend.
Yes.
And we got to help out.
We did. It was very cool.
20 times around that ride.
Yeah, you were right there by his side.
I was right there for 20 times around that ride.
You were the stat guy.
Yeah, I kept all the stats.
Yes, you were Mr. Stat Guy.
So, it was fun. It was a really fun day.
It really was.
It shouldn't have been. But I know. It was a really fun day.
So. And that's what everybody's asking. Isn't that just in your head the whole time? And I'm like, no.
We started talking about it probably the fourth or fifth ride that we didn't even hear it anymore.
No. Every once in a while, you got in a spot where you had two speakers coming at you. You're like, oh, it's really loud right here. But...
Yeah. But I mean,
you didn't really notice the.
No, you really did. You started to notice the difference room to room. You know,
right.
The drums, the bells, the
weird things you don't
bagpipes.
Hear. Yeah, the yodeler.
Yeah, and somehow it took us 15 trips to realize that there was a
missing character.
Not really an animatronic, a doll missing on the carousel.
Yeah, on the little in the white room.
Yeah, it was weird.
I know,
but. Yeah, it was really fun. So, Tuesday night, whatever day that was.
17th.
It was past Tuesday. 17th. There you go. Travis joined you because I got hung up at work for our live stream.
Yes.
And we wanted to make sure that it got out. So, that's going to really be our podcast this week. But we do have some news we want to talk about. Then we'll get to Travis and... you guys talking about the weekend.
Yep.
What do you got for news?
Well, obviously the big one is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind launches into Epcot on Friday, May 27th. So that's a big deal.
A week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow, exactly. There's going to be a virtual queue for it, which is good. The virtual queue is going to be like it's been previously, beginning at 7 o'clock the day of the park reservation. You actually have to have a valid park reservation for Epcot. And then at 7 a.m., you can try for a virtual queue, whether you're staying on property, off property, doesn't matter. And that's through my Disney experience. Then at 1 p.m., if you don't get the one at 7 a.m., at 1 p.m., you have to be in the park, but then you can also try to request. The virtual queue as well.
Exactly what it's been for
Rise and correct. However, there is one added feature to it for virtual queue. There is going to be during extended evening hours, which is for Disney Deluxe Resorts, Disney Deluxe Villa Resorts, or other select hotels. They're going to have an additional opportunity to request to join the virtual queue at 6 p.m. on select dates during extended evening theme park hours.
Yeah, and I guess the select dates will be when Epcot is
doing the extended evening.
Doing the late hours.
Right.
Yeah, so that's cool.
Yeah, so that's very cool. And with this benefit, you do not have to be inside Epcot at that time to request it.
Right.
So I think that's a really neat feature because there is no standby line for Cosmic.
Right. Yet.
Additionally, with Guardians, they're going to have individual lightning lane, just like we've had previously. Price has not been announced on it, but it is going to be the only two ways you can get on the ride are individual lightning lane or virtual queue.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. And on the 28th, Remy goes to
regular.
That's funny because it said the 28th. Why wouldn't it be the 27th? Are they really going to do virtual queue? Or is Remy not virtual queue right now?
I mean, Remy is not virtual queue.
Oh, that's why.
There's nothing on virtual queue currently. Okay.
So on the 28th, Remy will be on regular Genie Plus, not just Lightning Lane.
Right.
Got it.
Then, speaking of Genie Plus, at Walt Disney World only, starting on June 8th, Genie Plus will only be available to be purchased day of your visit. So you cannot buy it with your package, basically.
Right.
The Harmony Barbershop is reopening at Magic Kingdom on July 31st. Very excited about that.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Mm-hmm. It is going to be bookable in my Disney Experience app beginning on June 28th.
That's cool.
Yes.
So you can make a reservation for it.
Yeah.
So good. Awesome.
I know. So that's very exciting.
So we're going to go ahead and kind of flip over here and we'll play the audio from our Tuesday, May 17th live stream with Travis Diedrich talking all about Small World and Give Kids the World and all of that stuff.
All that exciting stuff.
Yeah. So we'll be back after that.
We are the Mickey File Podcast. Scott ended up having to do a live stream by himself 2 weeks ago. So now I get to. I guess payback is interesting, isn't it? So, however, we have a very special guest with us tonight. Our very special guest is I'll personally say he's my new hero. We have Travis Diedrich on with us on the live stream of Mickey File Podcast. So we want to thank you very much for joining us, Travis. I guess it would be me rather than us.
Right. I think I did a Dapper Day with Scott, so now I can do Small World with you.
Yes. Well, that's only fair, you know.
Yeah.
And thanks, everybody, for coming. I do apologize for the sound quality. I'm having huge technical issues, which is also why we're very late today. So, and I believe we're going to be using this possibly because Scott's work week is a little rough. This might be coming out as our show for this week, too. We have live stream and for the podcast. So, first, I want to say hello to people joining. So we have Samantha, our dear friend Samantha, which I get
to see
her in a couple of days.
That's awesome.
I know. Awesome. And then we have Auntie Judy.
Yay.
And then Holly Drew Fitch is joining us as well.
Hey, Holly.
And I get to see Holly on Saturday, I believe.
Nice. That's awesome. So many friends.
I know. And then we have a Facebook user. And they're saying congratulations.
Thanks.
Travis can't hang about. I'm up early in the morning. So
I think that's Kevin.
I have a feeling that's Kevin Curtis Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes. We called this episode, It's a Small World Challenge. For you, Travis, and we want to explain to everyone, all of our fun people and everyone out there in the world, what was your Small World Challenge?
Yeah, so it happened this past weekend on Saturday, and it was at Magic Kingdom, and it was riding It's a Small World at Magic Kingdom for just like 12 hours straight, pretty much, minus food breaks and water breaks and a couple restroom breaks. And the challenge was, because it's not really an attraction that I enjoy typically. So that was the challenge of, you know, putting this guy on this ride and seeing how many times I could, you know, ride it around the world, and it was to also raise money for Give Kids the World, which is an amazing organization that we all love, and just something fun to kind of tie the two together to make that all happen. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
So what made you think of doing it? I mean, to even come up with the idea, other than the fact we know it's not your favorite ride. We're very aware of that.
Right. Yeah.
No, it's definitely not your favorite ride. But what prompted that?
Yeah. So It kind of started as like a little joke that like Tony Ann and I had on a Zoom one night, or maybe a couple Zooms, to like, I'll put you on that ride and make you ride it all day for charity. I bet we'll do something, and I said, hey, that sounds like a great idea. Like, it was just kind of like a passing thing or joke. And I had kind of thought about it off and on for a while, and then I had this kind of little extra bonus time weekend come up because of the Guardians of the Galaxy preview that I was able to snag. And so I had like kind of a day before where I could just have a free, do whatever. And I thought, maybe this is just a great, really great time to actually like do something like that. And so I m messaged like Tony Ann and Kurt, and just kind of put it out there, say, hey, remember how we kind of like joked about that, or said that? I said I have this kind of like extra weekend coming up, and like I'll have a day before my preview, and do you think like people would get behind it, or do you think it would be something that would be really cool, or do you think like it would be something that we could really, because I wasn't like sure, how it all kind of would come together. And it was kind of last minute that I kind of even planned the weekend. So immediately when I got that I decided, if I want to do this, I need to kind of start planning and kind of putting it out there. And just so Tony Ann and Kurt and Dave and Chad and Scott and you guys, really helped me a lot with kind of the brainstorming and kind of the thought process. And Tony Ann was really helpful, like, that, you should make a page for give, a fundraising page. That way all the money will go right there, easy peasy. And so, it was really just a lot of, a lot of that, a lot of team effort and a lot of, coordination. And, obviously with the amazing communities that we have, I was just really overwhelmed, like with the response that I got, like right away. Because I know I was talking to Tony Ann about like, kind of a goal and kind of like an idea. And, it's really kind of my first time I ever did something like this. And I wasn't like too sure, like kind of what to set that number at, just because I didn't want it to be like kind of unrealistic where it would, be something maybe out of reach, but also I didn't want to be like, $250 or, something like. So I thought to myself, like, if I could get a thousand, that'd be cool. $1,000, I feel like $1,000 would really, help in some ways for a family, or, just maybe the organization in general with supplies, or, whatever. So and she's like, that's fine. 1,000 is a good round number. And so I was blown away, that, we got basically to that number after a day.
I think it was even before that. I
Maybe
think
even before that, yeah. I
if I
mean,
recall, you started it on Sunday afternoon because I believe Scott and I were
yeah, it
actually
was,
cooking. So that's how we
yeah.
knew, and all of a sudden it was like at 800 in like 4 hours.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And so I raised it again, and like I was like, and every time I would raise it, it would just be like, bam, it would just be so again for me, it was just something that I was just really overwhelmed. Like, just I couldn't, I mean, I can because we have such an amazing community of people and friends that there won't be ever a day that I just don't question that, because we just have the best people. We really do, between all the Disney communities, the way we come together. And maybe some people gave money too, just to see me suck on that ride all day. I don't, but
Would it surprise you if they did it just to torture you?
No. I mean, that's fine. I mean, it was really great. It was really fun, the whole experience. And I'm just super proud of how it all came together. It's right. Something I won't ever forget, for sure.
Right. So do you know, as of right now, which is Tuesday the 17th, do you know how much has been donated yet?
I mean, I haven't looked today, but I know that I believe it's over $4,200, maybe close to $4,300, I believe, which is, awesome and amazing. And, I can't think, have enough words.
Are you getting choked up? Are you getting choked up on this, Travis?
I just don't have enough words. It was fun because the day went on and more people donate, and it got closer to the goal, and people were sharing it on their personal page, and mm-hmm. We even had, because of the QR code that was on my shirt, we even had people in line, asking us about the shirts and, what was going on, and we were telling them. And we had a few people that actually scanned the QR code and made donations, just random people in line. Mm-hmm. So that was yep. pretty special.
And
so.
They did. We have Samantha, Judy, and Tony Ann have also all looked it up. So we're at 43. Okay. You're at 4304.
Okay, so yeah. That was close. Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't looked at it today, but
right.
So, I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and like Tony Ann says here, you are a rock star. You really are. So. We're very proud of you. We're very proud that we were able to help you with this, you know, and be there and do all this. But the fact that this much in funds has been raised in such a short period to go to go for Give Kids the World is just amazing. So, I'm proud to be associated with it, but I'm proud to be part with you to help, perpetuate this, which is such a positive thing. So, I mean, I know that when we were there and talking with different cast members and they'd ask about our shirts, and everything there, well, what is it? And a lot of people, oh my gosh, Give Kids the World. We know about them. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And just to see them, encouraging us and getting kind of behind it. And, at the end of the day, when I was, trying to get to 20, they're like, okay, how many more do we need to go around? And, just stay on for the last, two or three or whatever it was. And that was super cool. I mean, that was really super cool. And it was also nice too, because, when you spend that much amount of time on the ride, they you get to learn about the attraction a little more. Mm-hmm. And they tell you some of the things about the ride that I didn't know, certainly, but I don't think most guests would know, even if they're a fan of the ride. So that was super cool. And talking to the cast member that has been working the ride for 6 years, she said, and filling us in kind of on the finer details to kind of look for. And so it was fun to do that, as the day went on. And mm-hmm. They would say, well, when you're in this room, look for the, this or this, or, so that was really cool. That was really cool. Yeah.
So what was and I do remember because you and Scott both brought it up on the cast member at the beginning, when you guys went on the first ride, I think she'd said to you about when she comes in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. She comes in the morning. She's a trainer because she's been there, like I said, for about 6 years. And she gets in there before it's even open, before there's any guests in the park, before they've even turned on the park music and stuff. They actually turn off the music to the ride when it closes, but they don't turn off the animatronics. And so she has to take like one or two rides, mm-hmm. Just for testing and just for various things. And so all she hears is just the clicking or the blinking of the dolls or whatever, and that would be rough, I think.
Yeah, that would be terrifying. Because I know when we were doing it, we were doing those last few rides, that you could hear every little thing. We're like, that is terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, after about the fourth or fifth ride, honestly, the song, like, I mean, I know I could hear it, obviously, but like, it wasn't like the focal point anymore, because like I would hear bagpipes, or I'd hear little bells, or I would hear mm-hmm. like, or I would notice like the things that she kind of said to watch for or pay attention to. So, I mean, the song, I mean, you know, it is what it is, but like, honestly, after a little while, I just was like, oh, I hear the, you know, the bugle or the bagpipes or whatever.
Yeah,
or
that was one thing I'd hear.
Or looking for the
yodeler, like the yodeling.
Yeah, right.
You'd hear certain things that you never hear because you're focused on looking all around. Now, of course, we're not like Dave here, who has to have put his fingers in his ears because he couldn't stand it. But, you know, that's a whole other issue with on the picture we have up.
Yeah. I think the song actually does play in the queue. Samantha, I'm pretty sure that it does.
If it does, I think it's just.
No, I'm sorry. It plays. It does play though. It doesn't play outside, but like I feel like though, once you get inside the building and you go down the ramp.
Right. I think that's where
By the tower, the clock tower, I think that's when it starts to play.
Right. So if you're up at the top queue.
I don't think you can hear it from
the top on land. I don't think you hear it.
But as you come down the walkway and you get mm-hmm. towards the clock tower that goes off every 30 minutes and every hour on the hour.
The hour.
It's not though. It's so weird, wasn't it? That was so weird. It was like 5 minutes early, or
I think Scott said it was like 4 minutes early.
Yeah. It's that.
Yeah, that's that cast members would hear the song all day.
I don't know.
But it's one of those, like we said, after a while, I didn't even hear the song. Unless every once in a while you got, especially in the white room, if you came at a specific angle, you got multiple speakers hitting you. So then you did hear it more. Throughout the rest of it, other than the white room, I don't think.
Not really. I mean, like I said, the first three, four rides, five rides. Yeah, for sure. I mean, but then as we like got to know the cast members a little more, and they were telling us little things, or like, mm-hmm. hey, watch out for this, or, you know, watch for the hidden Mickey, or watch for the blue elephant, or,
you know, it was on that. You don't see unless you go on it, which was how many times did you do it, Travis, in 12 hours? 20. So, yeah. So Travis is exempt from ever going on Small World for the next, I think Scott said it was 2042 is when he doesn't have to go on it anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be on it with the girls in December for our family trip, cause they get a kick out of it, but though.
Yes. Are you going to show them are you going to show them all the little?
Yeah, I can see. I can show them lots of things now. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I can show them lots of things now for sure.
Yes.
But yeah.
So one other thing that you did do is on your you did do live streaming. Okay, let me take a step back here. You did live stream like the first ride, and then mm-hmm. several of the rides. Then, of course, we actually did a phone call, kind of a video phone call with everyone on the 20th ride.
Yeah, so, as many people as we could, definitely.
Right, yeah. Right.
That was fun.
It was fun. So one of the things you did during some of those live streams started talking about the hippo. So you thought about, you wanted to do naming for the hippo, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So because we already had Chester, what is it? A cheetah. What is it? Chester.
I called him cheetah. What do they call him? The cheetah,
Cheeto's Chester. Is that what Cheeto's it is?
Something like that.
Chester's Cheeto or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
That he's in like the pre-Navi room with the blue. Yeah,
the prequel to Navi River. Yeah. The blue streamer, like whatever that was. Mm-hmm. I was just making up random stuff by the end of the night.
I know.
I was just giving different things different names. It was a little delirious at that point, maybe, but it was fun to me. And so I was just giving little random names to random things I saw. But we did. I did figure out the name. So we're gonna call the hippo. We're gonna name the hippo Gloria. She looks like a Gloria.
Gloria. Okay. And who came up with that one?
I looked before I came on here, and actually, it might have been Samantha, maybe, or it must be
Samantha, because based on the comment here where Samantha goes, she's obviously a Gloria.
Okay, that's who. I couldn't remember if it was Holly or Samantha. So
yeah, Holly, I think, had two different ones, but
So that's going to be the name. Gloria,
like Gloria Estefan, right?
Yeah.
Just Gloria.
Gloria.
So, and Judy wants to know when you're going to be there in December.
Yep. So I'll be there the week after Christmas. It's actually our Christmas gift to the girls. So
nice. Do they know it yet? There.
No. Okay. They don't. Very nice. It'll be a surprise. So
good.
The 26th through the 2nd of January. So that's when we'll be there.
Nice. So, and Dan Austin, yes, it's the blue hippo in the jungle, I call it the jungle room, but I guess it's more the Africa room. That it's got the weird eye, which they're supposed to blink at the same time, but they don't. So
no, actually the cast member said that it's supposed to be a true blink, but the other eye malfunctions a little bit enough to where it kind of blinks. So it looks weird. Yeah. But it's not, it's only supposed to be like a true like wink.
Yeah.
So.
I was voting for Holly Fitch's name. Princess Stephanie. Because she even said on there she could see the spandex and the high kick going. So I was rooting for that one too.
I think I just put the names like in a randomator thing or whatever.
Oh, okay,
You know, just that's how I think I really did. And
that's fine. You know. I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, that's, I should have put that in there twice maybe, because everybody gets a kick out of, you know, our girl Princess Stephanie. So.
Our girl Princess Stephanie, yeah, exactly.
So maybe it could be Gloria the Princess Stephanie.
Oh, could be, yes.
Know, maybe, I don't know.
Okay, but Samantha brings up a good point. There can only be one Princess Stephanie.
That's true.
Yes.
This is a fair point.
It is a fair point.
It's a fair point.
So we do have some pictures to show people as well. So like you said, you did do 20 rides in 12 hours. Yep. The last three were kind of a mad dash.
Kind of, yep.
But somebody did ride 20 of those rides with you.
They did. That's unbelievable that he did. And
Scott
is amazing. he was right there with me every single ride.
I know. I was very proud of him. I didn't expect him to do that. I figured
I was too. I told him at the beginning of the day, listen, I know you don't have to do this. Like every time, I don't expect you to. Feel free to check in on me or what, you know. And even when Dave showed up, Dave and Veronica, I said, hey man, just one or two rides, listen, no obligation to keep, you know, because I know he came in and took the time to drive in. And I'm like, look, if you got some other things you're trying to do or go eat, no, please, you know, and he's like, no, we're right. And so that meant a lot to me, and I appreciated it, and I'm very grateful. It definitely kept me entertained, and it for sure helped.
Yeah. Well, and I know, like he said, like Scott says here, I have stats. He actually had stats.
He does. Yeah,
for
he does.
Every ride. First of all, he kept track of how many minutes you were that you guys went through the white room, that you were stuck in the white room. Because in case people don't know, on Small World, which if you don't know, I don't know how you don't know, but that's a whole other issue. On Small World, as you go through and you get to the last room, everything is in white. There's no colors in there. They have gold, but that doesn't really count. It's the white room. So all of the characters, all of the decorations, everything is in white. So it is technically the longest room because it's the one, the final room before you go in and see your name on the boards, on the digital boards, and when you get off the ride. So that room tends to back up quite a lot. So you technically spend the most time in that room for that ride. So Scott was actually keeping track that as soon as the front of the boat crossed the threshold of the white room until you made it all the way through the white room, he was keeping track on a stopwatch.
Note section. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had a timer.
Yeah, he had his timer on his phone, keeping stats, and then he actually kept stats of how long was spent in the white room, along with how many miles
you rode. Converted the feet to miles. Yeah.
Yes. Converted the feet to miles. Right. And then he was also keeping track of how many times your name or Scott's name or Dave's name or my name appeared on the board, like the goodbye board.
Right.
So he was keeping track of that. And unfortunately, let me go back here. Scott has that you traveled 4.11 miles were traveled in those 12 hours that you did on those 20 rides. Hey, longer than a 5K.
That's true.
I know. That closer to six.
Yeah. My first official 5K, Small World 5K.
There you go. And then Dan Austin, we're trying to, like I said, Scott has those stats, and unfortunately he is not on with us. He's still working almost in the dark right now. And he has the stats of how many times Travis's name out of each ride appeared on the board.
Yeah.
Which I believe you were. Oh,
I think it was.
Yeah. Scott only kept track of Travis, and we'll explain the Rebecca thing in a minute, but he was keeping track of Travis. But Jennifer, I just wanted to let you know that we were glad that you guys were able to come on that final ride with us. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, and then Samantha, no, Dave Youngward never got his own name show up because
he never did.
Glitch that is going on with Disney IT. Dave Youngward was showing up as Rebecca. So Rebecca's name, which was Dave, showed up, I think, four out of the five times that he rode.
Right.
Small World.
Yep.
It was four out of six. Scott put it up here. And Travis, your name showed 13 out of 20.
Right. I was thinking about 70%, like 14. Yeah.
So, and I think officially mine showed up like a half because it showed up after we left the room.
Right.
One time.
Right.
And I think I wrote it 13 times. So
I think, that sounds about right. About 13 times.
Yep. And I don't think Veronica ever showed up. So So it was yes, Jennifer, it showed up as a half because we were basically, our boat was almost completely out of the room that shows the names.
Yeah.
So I just happened to look back over my over the corner of my shoulder and saw my name at the very end, but our boat was already through.
Yep.
So I was just, the way the cast members were getting excited, trying to help you achieve that last, three rides. Cause that was really the fireworks.
That was fun.
We're going off, and it sounded so weird inside of
it
there.
It sounded so weird.
Yes,
to be on that ride to hear the fireworks going off, it was
they were so loud.
They were Very loud.
Yes.
Very loud.
Very yeah. loud.
So that's something, a first that I've experienced.
I know. Course. Usually you're watching fireworks.
Right. Or on a ride or something. But yeah, or right. something, you know. Not right. well, not that right. But yeah, so that was interesting to hear them going off. And I'm like, oh, it must be fireworks time. Because right. otherwise we're under some sort of possibly bomb. Military yeah. attack. So.
Yeah. Well, and they're not set off very far behind Small World either, which is why it's so loud.
No, because when we came out, I remember when we came out at the end when we were done, mm-hmm. They were spraying water, remember, on
the roofs.
Where Peter yeah. Pan is, like where on the roofs, because you're like, that's where, you know, the fireworks probably
coming down, yeah.
Yeah.
And I never realized at night why the ground was so wet back there. And this is the first time I finally saw
the sprinklers going off, but
back in Fantasyland in there, the ground is just puddles of water, and I never understood why until actually seeing right when the fireworks ended, basically, that they have mm-hmm. sprinklers on top of all of the ride buildings
yeah.
to keep the buildings from catching on fires from the what is it, the embers of the fireworks,
right? Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting because yeah. that's something like I said, I.
Yep. Yep.
So Judy's asked the question, did they let you stay on the ride at the end, or did you still have to get off and back in line?
Yeah. So they, I pretty much the whole day just got off the ride and got back in line. The wait wasn't terrible. It was maybe an average of like 20-30 minutes, maybe tops. They did one time because they knew what I was doing, and it was actually the original cast member in the morning.
Right.
She saw us in line and she said, "Hey, come with me." So she put us through the lightning lane the one time. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I mean, we just got back in line and
yeah.
And then at the end, like I said, I think we did stay on without getting off at the end for like the three rides in a row to get to
the last three, like technically
yeah.
18, 19, and 18,
20. 19, 20, yeah.
Because it was getting close to the 12 hours ending, but we really wanted to get to a nice even number.
Even number, yeah. And so
I know we talked to one of the cast members and they're like, yeah. "You're doing what?" Because apparently they yeah. hadn't been there most of the day. And they're like,
"Yeah,
that's true, but
some of the cast members at night hadn't been there, and right. they're like, "You've done it. You've been here like the whole day, like all day." I'm like, "Yep." So that was cool. It was also cool that Chad showed up.
Yes,
he showed up in the evening. Mm-hmm. I think he did like two or three rides with us.
And he said, "Yeah, I'm done. I'm out."
Yeah, yeah, but that. It was cool to see him, and that mm-hmm. was fun. And I think he did one of the lives on his, you know, the MyBDVC page, right. Which was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice to see him and have him a visit with him. And so I think there's at least three podcasts groups mm-hmm. Represented.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, the Disney Crush. Yeah, Dave and Veronica.
Disney Crush.
The
Disney yeah. Crush.
Then
Disney File.
And then
my DVC
points. Yeah, my DVC points. So
yeah, so very fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it was actually it was not as probably the best way for me to describe it. I thought I was gonna be like, "Oh my god, I am so sick of this ride. I never want to go on it again." But I don't even think that way. I thought it was just really cool. It was exhausting though.
It was. Yeah, it was. I was pretty tired at the end.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. I was a little tired at the end. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it was just necessarily because of like the song or anything, or just,
right.
I mean, it's kind of a long ride in general. I mean, it's mm-hmm. like about a 14, 15 minute ride in general.
Right.
So when you do that 20 times, I mean, that just sitting on the boat alone, you know, adds up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, like I was just really pushing to get as many rides as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to do that because, you know, I wanted you know, I wanted it to be a challenge, and I wanted to like challenge myself, and so I was just trying to push as many as I could and just really, you know, do that. And then, you know, I kind of had the idea, and I know a couple other people mentioned it about like maybe tying like a dollar per ride, you know, kind of like an extra donation, or just if you hadn't donated yet, and like maybe that'd be a fun way to donate, you know. So then I thought, okay, I really wanted to make it, you know, really worth the while to definitely get to at least 20, you know, to have that like $20 mark or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was pushing for it. And I mean, I wish I could have got a few more in, mm-hmm. but I think overall I'm still pretty, you know, happy with, you know, what I did and how many I got. And
yeah,
it was great. It was just a great day of like all day. I was just getting messages of like support and just mm-hmm. texts and like comments on the Facebook group about, you know,
yeah, just the support. And then like Samantha here, that her family members were concerned about our backs.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I will give you a pro tip here. For me and Scott, it was me, Scott, and Dave. We were in the front row of a boat, and mm-hmm. that about killed our knees. We were hurting. So we were like, anything but the front row, because I don't know what it was. I don't know the way the angle of the boat just, or if it was just the fact that three people were in one. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't meant for people with long legs at all, because Veronica and I had room, but we were just two of us in the front. So, yeah, and we're shorter than you guys are.
We determined the front row for three people that are, you know,
normal size.
It might not be the best row to ride in. So
There's your tip.
Climbing in and out of the boat was tricky. I was getting, my knees were feeling it.
Our knees were feeling it. Yeah. Because you don't realize getting in, it's easy because you can step on the seat and get down.
Right.
But then to get out, you have to step on the seat to still step up.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Right. So, Tori wants to know if your quads were sore from getting out of the boat, in and out of the boat so many times.
Yeah. I mean, I was feeling it like on my knees and like my quads for sure. Yeah. When we were in the front row the one time, because I think we were in the white room a little
longer,
you know, long or whatever, I think like my toe or foot or something was going to sleep. And I'm like, I need to like stand, you know, like I need to get. So we all determined like, We don't anything but the front row.
Yes, anything but the front row. Not row one or not row seven, because they have 12 rows.
That's true. They have 12, right?
It's always two. It's two boats.
One or seven, right? Yeah.
Well, one or seven. So if you're taller than like 5'5", and they want to put three of you in there, say, can I go?
Be a rough shit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it sounds weird to say that. I can't really truly understand why, but like
I understand, because if you look at the internal shape of the boat, it actually, you know, it the tip goes up, so they have to curve it, but they don't want to curve the outside of the boat because they all bump into each other,
right?
So they have to do it on the inside, and I understand logistically, but then don't put tall people in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, that was tough. And then, I also learned that at times I'm maybe not the best multitasker because I was trying to do the flatties and maybe sometimes try to do a live and like hold things and not let my friends fall in the water or, you know, the flatties or whatever.
Well, luckily they were laminated. So even if they fell in, they were still okay.
That's true. That's true. We did see a floating water bottle on like ride four or five maybe. And I was scared because I thought maybe the water bottle was going to get into the main track area and they were going to have to close it down, stop it, shut it down for like, you know, an hour or something. But
evacuation.
Yeah. But that bottle, that bottle was pretty far off, and it just kind of chilled out there the whole day. So
didn't even think about that.
But yeah, I don't think you were on that ride because I think you were shopping. But yeah, but we saw a floating water bottle. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't in the track area; it was just to this off to the side.
Right.
And so every time we would go by, I would be like, "Okay, where's that water bottle at?" Because you know, it needs to stay over there. So, So it was fun. I mean, me and Scott had a lot of fun with it. We definitely had entertainment. We, like I said, I just kind of came up with little things to look for differently the next time around, or, you know, find little nuanced things to just stay entertained. So,
yep. And we do know about, you know, like
there. Oh, yeah, that's true. The lady in front of us did lose her phone on the ride.
Actually, no, she lost her glasses, not her phone. They fell off her head.
Oh, her glass. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was glasses. And we took off, I tried to stand up and see if I could see.
Oh, that's right.
That's when Veronica and I were in the front row, and they were gone. And we were loading.
Yeah.
I mean, we were loading, and they were gone immediately.
Hey, what was it? The 19th ride or what? The 20th, I don't think it was where they stopped and they said stopped the ride and they said, ladies and gentlemen, please keep your hands and feet within the ride or whatever.
It was the 20th
and they're
ride,
like,
we were doing live,
it was the 20th ride, okay,
yeah.
And they're like, we can see you, and I'm like,
yep.
So that was,
yeah, Scott was said it was the 20th, yeah,
20th, okay.
Yeah. What did they say? They go, please sit down, no, keep your hands out of the water, we can see you.
Yeah.
Is what it was. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I've heard them say, don't put your hands, you know, keep your hands and feet, you know, in the boat. Right. I've never actually heard them come on and just point blank say, we can see you.
We can see you. Yeah. We can see you. Do I like the ride more or less now?
Yeah. Good question, Samantha. Let's have a good question.
That is a good question. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you know, actually, honestly, for me, I mean, I don't need to, like, you know, do it more than once typically in a typical trip, mm-hmm. but I would probably say a little bit more, but just because of the things that they pointed out or the things that I learned about the attraction,
right?
That the cast members like told me about, and so. Now, like, I feel like when I ride the ride, I'll be able to look for things and remember things and see things that, like, maybe a typical guest wouldn't maybe experience on the ride. Just some of the little, like, the hidden Mickeys that mm-hmm. they have, or the blue elephant, or just, like, the facts about some of the animatronics that they were telling me about in mm-hmm. some of the rooms. And so because I like that kind of stuff, like I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to like that kind of stuff. And so, and you know, I'll always remember the weekend and what we did. And mm-hmm. so the attraction will hold a very special place to my heart. Mm-hmm. And so I get, you know, a little bit more, but I mean, I don't probably need to write it more than once, you know, when I'm there, or certainly,
or you can let your family go and you can film them.
No, I mean, my girls like to do it, and I love that because they, you know, it's just time with them, and right. I'm happy, you know, but I don't certainly need to like maybe do it, you know,
more than that.
Crazy, I mean, like, I don't know, I mean. I don't like it less. I will say that just because what it meant to me to do that and to just be a part of something really amazing that we did, right. And so it will hold a special place to my heart, definitely. Uh-huh. You know, because of the, you know, the time that we all had on the ride and
right.
and just what we did for Give Kids a World. And
yeah.
So I just don't think that I, you know, need to do it over and over and over. And over
right.
Again.
Right.
But Yeah.
Yeah. So Dave wants to know, because remember how much, how many of the coins we saw? There was so much money in
that. In the water, and then like the like when you're in the queue, like where people were just dropping money like on, over the ledge there into the water, and like there was a ton of money there. Like, and there's a ton of money, just like throughout the ride and everything. And it would be. It'd be something for to see them like clean that all out and like how much they would have, you know, that they pulled out of there.
Because I remember when we were standing in line to get on one, it was when all of us were there and Dave and Veronica with us too, where this little boy came up and said, "Dad, can I have another quarter?" Because he wanted to throw a quarter and his dad goes, "No, we've already given Disney enough money."
Oh yeah, that's. Yeah. That's true. I do remember that. And I looked at, I don't know if Dave was there or if it was just me and Scott, and I looked at him and I said, he's not wrong. I mean,
no, he's not. He's not wrong at all. So,
but that was kind of a funny point. And then it was kind of funny too, to hear, like just, you know, the guests that we would ask us about the shirts and, and we would tell them what's going on, and they would say like, "Oh my goodness, like, do you need some like Tylenol? Are you good?" Or, you know, and I'm like, "Yeah, we're great." I mean, so it was just kind of funny, like, but everybody that we talked to, like the guests and stuff, they had
somebody just showed up.
I know, I see that. Most of them. Most of them had heard of Give Kids a World, and they were like, "Oh, that's super cool." And like I said, a few people donated. So that was
very cool. They read the QR code and they donated right off of the shirt. Okay. So Tony Ann's got next challenge.
Oh yeah.
Festival of the Lion King challenge 2023.
That one would be harder just because of the fact that it's 1,000 degrees in that theater. So I would need a lot of water because it's so hot just in that. I mean, take away the performance or whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
It's really hot in there. So they're going to have to, they're going to have to help me out with the air conditioning and that at minimum. And
apparently Mike also is watching, by the way, because Tony has to steal Scott. So
they're also going to have to. I mean, those bleachers are brutal. I mean,
those are brutal. Those are way worse than the seats in the boat.
So I'm not sure. I'd have to maybe think about that one. But there's only what, 5 or 6 shows for the day. So
yeah. So it'd be that. I mean, it would be a fairly easy challenge.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you want to do it?
I love Tori, and she had we. Got her on one of the lives and Talmadge. He was asking me, or he was saying to me about coming to Disneyland now to do Small World.
Because it's outside. That's the coolest one. And I want to go at Christmas.
It starts outside. Okay.
All right. It goes outside. I'm not 100% sure if it starts, but it goes outside. Okay. And that one, they actually decorate it for Christmas. All of the dolls inside and everything are all decorated.
Oh, and I've heard there's like little Disney characters kind of like, and so I like Disney World should do that, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
But Judy has a like Judy said, she read recently that Disney takes all the money from the waters and fountains and they donate thousands to Give Kids a World. So yes, Judy, out of what is it, the Wishing Well by Cinderella's Castle?
Yeah,
they donated $30,000 from the fountain from that well.
Yeah,
to Give Kids the World. So, you know, there's plenty of money that people don't, you know, throw in fountains and everything that Disney donates to Give Kids the World because they're that closely tied with them. And I mean, they're right there. I mean, they're in Kissimmee. So
I think a little sidebar note. I think Samantha, I think she asked, so before I came, I was at the airport obviously to come and everything. and I was actually having dinner at one of the restaurants. There was a couple sitting next to me, and it the tables aren't like super close to each other, but they're not like, you know, far apart. And they were actually talking about their trip coming up to Disney or whatever. And they started, the woman was like, it seemed like what she was saying was they were just going to get up in the morning and they were just going to see what park bus came first. And that would just be the park that they would go to.
Wow.
I was like,
that's crazy.
Oh my goodness. I don't think these people have park reservations, or why would they say something like that?
Right.
So I didn't really, you know, I heard that and I thought, oh boy, you know, but then they started talking more and more and I'm like, I don't know. These people are going to have, they're going to have a problem on their hands if they truly don't have park reservations and they get there. And I was like worried that, like, you know, because Scott had mentioned something about it was tricky to get a Magic Kingdom reservation for Saturday. And like, and they seemed well enough and they seemed nice enough. So I did my good deed for the day. And I just kind of, when I was leaving, I said, hey, I'm actually, it's funny, you know, I don't mean to interrupt or whatever, but I kind of heard you talking about Disney. And that's, you know, it's funny because I'm heading there too. Right. And I said, what parks are you going to? You know, and I said, I'm going to Magic Kingdom Saturday and I got Epcot Sunday. I said, what parks will you be at? And she said, again, you know, their plan is to hit all of them, but they don't really have a game plan. They're just going to kind of see. And I said, well, do you have a park reservation though? Because like it's changed.
Right.
And you can't really do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, no, we don't have park reservations because we're staying on property. And that's like guaranteed to get in if you're staying on property. And I'm like,
no.
I said, I wish it was like that. So long story short, I helped them get their park reservations.
Wow.
And they even said, well, that's something when we get to the Orlando, we'll do it. And I said, let's just do it now because then, you know, I can feel better because I don't want you to get to Orlando and then like reservations have changed. So it's just going to make me feel better. And we had a laugh about it. And so
you got it all set up though, did you?
I did. They knew the app well enough or the system well enough to do it. They just didn't think they had to because they were a resort guest and they said, well, that's if you're coming off property or if you're a local. No,
it's for everyone.
And then, so that was kind of like a sidebar event that happened.
That's pretty cool that you helped save their vacation.
Well, I helped get them in the right direction because I, you know, they were saying that and I was, you know, texting my good friends and we were having a laugh about it too. And, they were kind of like, I think you probably should say something. And I'm like, I think I'm going to. And
Jennifer Pulliam said she'd be the same way. I would too. If I had heard that, I would have gone, what do you mean you're not sure what park you're going to? So that's crazy. So
they're doing God's work.
So Angela's looking out for you too. Now getting back to the small world at Disneyland, it is amazing at Christmas. I'm still jealous. I've still never been to Disneyland. I still want to go, but I want to go when I can see Christmas in Small World and go on Pirates of the Caribbean where it has two drops. So I didn't know if you knew that it has two drops.
Small World has drops?
Not Small World. I'm sorry. Pirates of the Caribbean has two drops. Pirates.
Oh, it does? At Disneyland?
At Disneyland, it has two drops.
I've heard it's better. I just would love to go out there too.
It's a longer story. It's a longer ride. Because it has more story.
More storylines.
More rooms for the story. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's got two drops. That's interesting.
Yeah, but I've heard that Disneyland, because that's the original one. I mean, that's Walt's Small World, you know.
Right, sure.
So it
I've heard everything in it is better, even though the dolls are still very creepy. So, okay. So yeah. Tori Hunt says, Talmadge heard your voices and say, does he remember that he said he'd go to Disneyland and ride it 20 times? I don't know if we said that.
I don't know about that. Maybe one day. It's a little trickier getting out there.
Yeah.
For something like that, but
right.
Never say never.
Never say never. You can go and make that trip.
It's a little, little pricier because I don't have the pass to, get into Disneyland. But hey, never say never. Never say never. And if it's going to be part of the 20 rides, then I think he needs to be there for a couple of them.
Oh, so, exactly.
Throw it back on.
I like it.
Yeah, throw it back on that.
Tori says that he said it's okay if you just ride it.
Just ride it one time.
But Talmadge has to be with you.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, that's how it works. So Samantha says you need to plan a Christmas time Disneyland, but then we also need to do the Haunted Mansion Nightmare Before Christmas, because that gets overlaid for Halloween.
Really? Yep.
They actually shut it down for like 2 weeks to overlay it.
And they overlay it?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they do any of that? I wonder why they don't do that.
Can you imagine them shutting down Haunted Mansion here? I mean, that would cause mad chaos.
Well, it might, but if they're going to do that, if the payoff is like the overlay, of that, I think people would be really excited about that. Mm-hmm.
Ours is already creepy overlay to begin with, more so than Disneyland. So I think it's kind of creepy enough. So
fair.
So Dan thinks that we did it, that everybody did a great job.
I appreciate that.
I'm not sure who the Facebook user is, but they said they also would have intervened at the airport. I wouldn't be surprised if this is Mandy. If I hear a stranger talking about what Disney World, I walk up and join the conversation.
I was getting anxious because I just kept picturing in my head, like, what if they're going there to celebrate something, or they were going there specifically to do something in a park or eat at some, maybe they had a dining,
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is not ideal right now in my stress level.
Yeah. And it was Amy Beckner that said that. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'm glad I did, because they definitely were not prepared. They just were just thinking that they could just get in. It's a little scary
that people still think that. I mean,
It is a little bit. Yeah. And then I question, because when you buy your tickets, would you like to check the park reservation to make sure it's available before you purchase or something?
Yep.
She knew that it was in the back, but she just kept going back to we're resort guests. We should be guaranteed. I'm like, we don't have the time to discuss whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent.
Right. Let's do that another time.
To do it now because there's, you're talking about Hollywood Studios and you're talking about Magic Kingdom, and those are very popular. So we need to,
Samantha says she thinks it's Halloween through Christmas. I'm not sure if it's that long, but it is still a while. So
nice. Very cool. Yeah, very cool. So.
Oh, that's nice. Talmadge says it's him. That was very nice.
Oh, that's awesome. Aww.
And Samantha, they don't do it here anymore because it's more of a once in a lifetime destination, where Disneyland is more locals. Oh, for the
I see. They want to experience Haunted Mansion the way.
Right. And Tony said the same thing. Yeah. That Disneyland is a lot of locals. So they don't mind closing it for 2 weeks. So
I got you.
That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense, actually. Yeah. I mean, I can understand.
Oh, and Tori confirmed Samantha's right. It is Halloween through Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Yes, I
would have to time. I would be like you. I'm like you. I would want to kind of time it like around the overlays then, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Because then you could do both overlays, because the small world overlay gets done for Christmas, which usually starts in November, beginning of November-ish.
Yeah.
And you have the overlay at Haunted Mansion. That would be a good overlay. You'd be able to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, awesome. So this has been really cool. Thank you for coming on. I know we had yeah. pictures and stuff to show, but I think this is really just, you know, having a nice discussion about it, having people really, you know, understand how yeah. important it was and
yeah, it was
what an impact it made. It really yeah, was, it, you know, and seeing how excited the cast members were when you talked to them about it and all of that. So it was really neat having them very excited, because it yeah. was the cast members that kept asking about the shirts, because we had the yeah. we had the shirts that had the, which I'll just kind of show, it had the this was the front of the shirt. It was a small world challenge and had the date on it. Then on the back of the shirt had the list of all the donors, and I don't know why it's not going away, had the list of all the donors along with the podcast logos for the podcasts that donated as well, and shops. So like Figaro's Whiskers and MK, is it Uli Studio? I guess it's MKE Studio. She was on there, Geekin, Mickey File, the Disney Crush. Who else am I forgetting? Oh, Johnny Jameson's DMSW.
Yeah.
So podcast. So all of them are represented on the back of the shirt. Yeah. And then the QR code was on the right sleeve. So allowed people to donate. So people noticed that a lot of the cast members noticed that, and people actually stopped and asked about the shirts, which was very.
It was super easy to figure out. I figured out how to make a QR code like in 5 minutes. So if I can figure out how to do something like that, anybody can figure out, like, if you're doing any type of fundraising or anything, mm-hmm. Because that made it just a really valuable thing to have. That way, they literally just took out their phone, scanned it, got mm-hmm. on, and donated or whatever.
Right.
So it was really great. Mm-hmm.
And then we had the flatties. People got to ride around with
you. We did, yeah. The flatties. The flatties were fun. They donated
over a certain threshold. I made a flatty for them. They had the same shirt that you wore, just in a different color. And then so they got to ride around with you on rides, several of the rides.
Yep. So several of the rides, yeah.
Several of the rides around. So, you know, sometimes we had three, sometimes two. They were, you know, enjoying Small World with you.
Right. And I had my friends with me virtually and on the live and in person. And so it just made the day really fun. And again, I just can't thank people enough for the support and for coming together and making it happen and for helping me hit my goal. And,
it gets you, doesn't it? It gets you. So
it does. Amy
wishes she could have followed along more. She didn't have service very well up there in Michigan. So, do you have, what's BTS pictures? Anything we didn't see? What?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what that means, Samantha. So
you have BTS pictures.
Yeah. Not okay. Sure. And then I believe you still have they should still be up in the group, right? Did you say, well, actually you can go back in and actually save them and then repost them. You should be able to.
Okay. I'll try to do that.
Yeah, I'll look into that as well for you.
I know that maybe a couple. I know for sure a couple I posted that are still on the group because I know some people have kind of liked them or commented on them, like the last couple days or whatever. So I don't know that I posted all of them, but I think there's some out there, definitely. Right.
Yes.
And sometimes it froze, and so I apologize.
The service in the service in the middle of Small World on the ride sometimes
like,
was a little glitchy.
It felt like the white room was kind of bad sometimes, and like in the Africa room was kind of bad sometimes. So I did. I tried.
Yeah. Okay. BTS is behind the scenes, by the way. So I found that out.
Oh no. I mean. No, I mean, I think I took a couple pictures or I showed on the live, like, where all the emergency exits were.
Yes, we did show that, but that you see that when you're on the ride anyway. So, Tori did confirm it's the first week in December you get both at Disneyland, Haunted Mansion and Small World. So, that's cool to know.
I never got stuck. I never got evacuated. So, I didn't get, like, true behind the scenes.
Right.
Dan Austin. So that's a great thing. The fundraiser is actually still open. And it will stay open until the 21st of May, which is Saturday. So you still have time to donate. You still have time to give. If you were busy this weekend or you got or whatever, you still have time to give. You still have time to donate. To the fundraising, the link can be found in the group page, or if you need the link, I can give you the link, or Karen, or
any of us,
Tony Ann. And so it's still running, it's still going. And so, if you had a chance, if you missed it, and you still want to be able to do that, you certainly can.
Yes. And actually somebody now says the next fundraiser should be the Tower of Terror rides. And I can guarantee you, I would do one and done. I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah. That would have to be really, I'm not sure.
I mean, I don't, I don't know how that would. I mean, the line would be kind of long. I mean, I don't know how many rides you would get, but it would be kind of.
Yeah. Scott says the live stay up for 30 days by default.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, there you go.
And he thought BTS was a K-pop group. So just letting you know.
K-pop group. I'm like, BTS. I don't.
I know. I didn't know that was either.
I'm getting old, though, so I don't really know what most things
are. So, Glenn says if you've been able to do 30, they let you stand in as a waving character.
A waving character?
Yeah. That's a good one. Oops. Oh, Scott says it was 38 minutes in the white room. That was a long time. I'm just laughing at some of these comments of people. Okay, Travis, what'd you think of Guardians?
I liked it a lot. I really enjoyed it. It was it's a super fun ride that I'm gonna really enjoy. I think if you like those kind of rides at Disney now, I think you're gonna really like it. It was super fun. I thought because the music that you get is super cool. There's like six possibility of like six different songs, I guess, that you could get. I got Gloria Estefan Conga for my song, which I was so happy because it was one of the three songs that I was hoping to get. And the queue is really great. It's very air conditioning, so it feels really cool in there, which was good because it was very hot outside.
Yes.
I don't really know what to say.
No spoilers.
Right. To not spoil it. Yeah. Yeah. So I think everybody's that enjoys that kind of thing is going to really like the ride. My buddy Jeff, God bless his heart and soul, he does not like those kind of rides.
Uh-huh.
And it's safe to say that he will never be back on that ride, but he did it.
But he did do it. So, yeah.
He did do it, but he was feeling it afterwards. Not maybe, I asked him, like, when we got off, you good? You survived? He's like, I survived. But he was feeling it, though, 20, 30 minutes later. He was rough. It was rough. Yeah. But it was fun. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's going to really enjoy it. And I look forward to riding it again.
Yeah. So yeah. I'll give you my opinion. Jen Batchelder, wrote it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she was a little rough right afterwards, but then she got a pretzel and then she felt better.
So, yeah. So I got a smidge of like kind of motion,
mm-hmm.
dizziness, sickness, just a smidge of it. Like, but after about 10, 15 minutes of just kind of walking again and mm-hmm. water, I was yeah. fine. My buddy was not. Jeff was, he was struggling and you know, but I'm glad that he was there with me though. You know, it was, that was fun. And so, yeah, it's a really cool experience. I think they really did a good job with, the ride and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So see, and we're going to give our opinion because a bunch of us are going, some of us are going tomorrow and a bunch of us are going on Saturday, Jen. So we'll be able to give opinion as well.
I mean, I get and like, I kind of get like a little bit of it. Like when I do Rock and Roll Roller Coaster, uh-huh. it was about the same level of that, like just kind of,
But yeah, like for me, it's the twist part. I can't do that. But like the, you know, on rocking because you're strapped down. This mm-hmm. one, there's no shoulder bar. It's just a lap bar. So why I know it does turn you some. So it's just, you know, each person's different. So.
And I hope that you, if you have a particular song or favorite song, I hope that you get that. And,
I like all of them. So it's
so do I. I do too, but I had to narrow it down to like three that I was like hoping for. And so I got one that, so I was kind of jamming too, like during the ride. So that was, I really like that song. Yeah. So
great.
Yeah.
So, but I want to, okay, Sam. Yeah, we're doing breakfast and we're doing mimosas, the bottomless mimosas.
the bottomless morning.
About 3 hours before. So, you know.
I think, yeah. You guys.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys will be good. If it's 3 hours before, I mean,
yeah.
You know, if it was 15 minutes before, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, no, it'll be about 3 hours. Yeah.
We waited about 30 to 35 minutes in line.
Okay.
They checked us in several points. I had to scan my magic band probably about three times, and they only let us. They only let me ride once, but was fine. I mean, I was hoping to get another one, but it just they weren't allowing more than one ride during that time. So they may for you though. I don't know. So
I think each one's each time is a little different. So
So.
All right. Well, Travis, I want to thank you so much for coming on and being with us and talking about your amazing experience last Saturday. So I'm glad we were able to be there with you and do all of this with you and support you. And it's great to have this large group of family, weird internet family that we have that all support each other. And, I think it's amazing the amount of money that you've raised for Give Kids the World. But I want to thank you for coming in and sharing all of this and sharing yourself with us and with everybody else. So thank you for joining us. And I want to thank everybody for contributing and being on with us. And I guess we'll talk to you at another time.
Yeah. So. Thank you so much for letting me just come on and talk to you guys and just share more about the weekend and the experience again. Like I said earlier, if you still would like to donate and you haven't had a chance yet to, you still can up until the 21st. So very grateful for all of you.
And we'll I'll go ahead and make sure we put the links back out there. I know Tony Ann will have it back on the Disney Crush. We'll put it on the Mickey file and it'll be there. If anybody has any questions, you can reach out to us. We're more than happy to help. Dan's already placed their donation.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Dan. The Austins are awesome people. They're my awesome Ohio people, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining, and I hope everybody has a wonderful evening.
So I want to say one more time how I don't know if proud is the right word, but proud of Travis I am. That was awesome. It was an awesome idea. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, the execution was pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, we got shirts and flatties made, and he got 40, we're a little over 4,300 now, I think, dollars in donations. And it's pretty impressive how quick that all came together.
It really is. It was just...
Since, I mean, that was 2 weeks.
Pretty much.
I mean, the idea came up after the 30th trip, the April 30th trip, maybe on the 1st. Maybe that's when he brought it up.
It might have been.
So that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
An awesome job, man.
Yes, we're very proud of you.
Yeah.
Happy we could
be. And proud of everybody.
I know. And happy we could be part of it and help with everything. And
very.
Yeah.
And thanks again for coming on to talk about it with us. So Travis is gonna have to start his own podcast. He's been on so many the last couple weeks.
I know. Anyway, it's true.
So that is gonna do it for this week's Mickey File podcast. That's 90 episodes in the books.
Wow.
I know. Whatever your podcatcher of choice is, wherever you're listening to us, like, rate, subscribe, share, all of that. Help us build the build our little community and show. On Instagram, we are at Mickey File Podcast. Facebook group is the Mickey File Improvement District. Love it. Thanks again, Rick. That is going to do it for this week. We will be back next week with probably talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, because we're doing that on Saturday.
Yes, we are.
So, unless... I don't know. I can't imagine what would happen to knock that off of being the target. So.
I really can't imagine that either.
So that'll be next week. And that's going to do it for this week. Goodbye.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.